Free us from the claws of cruelty. O visitor, can you help us now? How goes Zimbabwe? How is the mother of Africa when the world is watching? Do they not understand our fate is interwoven? What you see in my country is only the beginning, as great death is sweeping the land in famine. After many lifetimes of bloodshed, in the name of men, in the name of prophecies, in the name of presidents and money. Do not be mistaken. I was not born for the seeds of loss to be planted in my stomach as gnawing hunger. I was not born to watch my family die. My song was given from the heavens and nurtured in the circle of earth. Even if they destroy my totem, brotherhood of man, and I cannot find them or hear their voices, even if my family is dead, I know their song. I will sing it. I will enfold their soul in my arms, so they will not forget the truth of who we are. Look into my eyes. You will find more than sorrow or emptiness. You will find mercy. And the great Zambezi, as it flows from the origin of mankind, from the cradle of civilization, as it rises in my bones, from the roots of legends, Zulus, and a rainmaking queen. Walk with me into the heritage of ruins, through gateways built by ancient tribes, and listen as they speak on the dry wind with incantations. Oh, great spirits, this is the land of ancestors, where once women ruled as queens and lovers, and the white lion was free. So tell me how it is that our own torture us, take children for slaves, turn blood against blood, burn farms, deprive us of care, and leave us with nothing except bare skin for clothes, eyes to be plucked clean by humans, by vultures. I was born to remind you of the depths to which brutality can drop, just how far one man can measure another man's life. I was created from the dust of stars, from many lives, many spirits living in the waters of Victoria Falls. Before she was conquered, before she had that name, she was the smoke that thunders by our ancestors. In my land, I serve to warn you, we are the art disappearing, so we carve our faces into serpentine, curve around the feet, or raise our hands in praise. Because after so many lifetimes, regardless of the pain, all life is sacred. Except you might not be listening as our ancestors die, as the animals collapse, as men line their pockets with cash. What happened to balance and tolerance, to sharing and cohabitation for all? Will our motherland go on being filled with children of rage and brothers that betray brothers? Do they forget in blindness they were born, just as I, for justice and life? I am the soul that inhabits all souls. I emerge from the roots of Africa. Do you hear me? I'm not meant for this humiliation, for the heap of stones and trash my countrymen have created now of home. I smell the embers year after year. I'm told the world is watching. They are coming to help. When are they arriving? This is not an expedition or a mission. I am a child. I am a woman. I am the dying and the living. I have a voice. I am made of flesh like your flesh. I too was created from a universe of love, born in goodwill, in the name of peace. And I deserve to speak. I deserve to eat.